From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, I hope you're fine, and I will accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our program. For today's program, we are going to present you some segments beginning from news across the country, and of course, other interesting information and songs. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Amanda. First, the headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kalla dismisses Papuan referendum proposal by Pacific nations at UN General Assembly. Indonesia-Slovakia Business Forum to intensify export and investment. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla refuted a claim that Pacific countries had put forth a proposal on a Papuan referendum on self-determination during the 74th session of the UN General Assembly in New York, USA. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Vice President Yusuf Kalla noted in a written statement released on Friday that there was no such agenda. Four of the Pacific countries, Fiji, Tuvalu, Kiribati, and Tonga, have spoken earlier at the forum, and none of them came up with a proposal for referendum. Moreover, Indonesia does not consider the issue as major one to be discussed at the UN General Assembly. The four Pacific nations spoke at the international forum, though none breached the topic of the Papuan referendum. Indonesian Embassy in Bratislava and Slovak Trade and Investment Development Agency, or SARIO, held an Indonesian-Slovakian Business Forum in Bratislava to scout for business opportunities for both nations. Counselor of the Indonesian Embassy in Bratislava, Lili Meliani, noted in a statement made available to London-based Antara journalists on Friday that the event, which brought together more than 70 Indonesia and Slovak business people, is aimed at exploring opportunities to enhance cooperation in the fields of trade, tourism, and investment. Sulaiman Saleh, concurrently chief of the Visegrad Group, led the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, delegations to the business forum and comprised of several business people, including those from Texmaco Group. SARIO's Acting Director of Foreign Trade, Natalia Barinkova, praised the Indonesian business mission's visit to Slovakia as part of the efforts to intensify business interaction of both nations. A former Indonesian ambassador to the United States, Dino Patijalal, as quoted by JakartaPost.com in Jakarta, recently launched a startup company, more recently with the release of Wakara, a mobile application for the Umrah or Minor Hajj marketplace, driven by alarming concerns about reoccurring fraud involving Umrah travel agencies. He said that the marketplace, which would be the first of its kind of the country, would guarantee a safe pilgrimage. He also said that over the last 2 years, some 300,000 people have fallen victims to Umrah and Hajj travel agency fraud, and the total loss is estimated 4.5 trillion rupiahs or $318. Dino added that he believes the startup could become a unicorn company in 5 to 6 years, as the market potential for Umrah would always grow. The government of Indonesia has set aside fiscal buffer to the tune of 10 trillion rupiahs in the 2020 state budget, nearly similar to the allocation in 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency recently, Director General of Budget at the Finance Ministry Askolani explained that a fiscal buffer will be used as a precautionary measure against various emergency problems, including reducing the budget deficit, which may arise in the midst of the global crisis. Every year, the state budget faces risk, and the government must be ready to face them. Askolani also pointed out that the fiscal buffer aims to counterbalance a drop in state revenues that may occur if the economic growth outlook fails to reach the initial target. State-owned construction firm Waskita Karya has set to on investing in a number of public-private partnership projects in Indonesia's new capital in North Penajam Pasir and Kutai Kartanegara, East Kalimantan. The firm is currently preparing a discussing the new capital's development, as quoted by JakartaPost.com. Operational Director of Waskita Karya Bambang Rianto told the press recently that Waskita plans to invest in PPP projects, or also known as public-private partnership projects, related to infrastructure, energy and buildings that would be located in the main zone or the central government area. Of the total 485.2 trillion rupiahs, or 34.05 billion US dollars, COS estimate for the new capital city's development, the state budget is only to cover for 90.2%. 54.6% is to be covered through the PPP scheme, and the remaining 26.2% is expected from the private sector. 1 year after the implementation of an integrated online single submission, or OSS, system for business licensing, business people claim that they haven't benefited from the system as it is even more complicated than the old one and cost more. As quoted by JakartaPost.com recently, Public Policy Chairman of Indonesian Employers Association, or APINDO, Sutrisno Iwantono, said that many business owners are facing complex procedures despite the existence of the online single submission system, which is supposed to integrate more licenses to upgrade the older one-stop service. He said at a seminar held by the Regional Autonomy Watch in Jakarta that micro, small and medium enterprises, for instance, must spend extra money to follow the procedures. Rupiah suffered another correction against the US dollar in the Jakarta interbank market on Friday morning, triggered by the release of the U.S. economic growth data. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Samuel Asset Management Economist Lana Sulistianingsih remarked in Jakarta on Friday that the U.S. economic development remains solid and shows no signs of strong potential recession. The third announcement indicates that the U.S. economic growth has clocked 2% year-on-year in the second quarter of 2019, unchanged from the second announcement, though slowing down from 3.1% year-on-year in the first quarter of 2019, owing to ebbing personal consumption, expenditure, and exports. Lana has forecasted the rupiah to trade in the range of 14,150 rupiahs to 14,180 rupiahs per dollar US. A listener, that was the news.
Semua yang kami angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti, patungan setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kita setia pada sekerjanya, Ampera tujuan utama. Tunduk pengabdian pada revolusi, demi Tuhan demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara tetap tip udara. Semboyan kami angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti, pagu yang setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kita setia landasan kerjanya, ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi, demi Tuhan demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara tetap di udara.
The first news comes from Central Kalimantan. The Deah Dayak Festival in Kampung 10 is taking place for a full week from September the 25th to October the 2nd in Panglak Upau, Tabalong Regency, South Kalimantan Province. More than 300 local indigenous people have worked hard to realize this new festival for the first time. The region of Tabalong, Anang Syahfiani, expressed his appreciation to the local adat community or traditional community. According to Anang, the change from a mere cultural event to a festival was very positive. The hard work of traditional leaders and the community was a joint effort that should be appreciated. Anang also added, it is not impossible that this festival will be known worldwide. The activity, which took place for a full week, presented a variety of cultural activities from mass dance to the reading of Dayak Deah literature. The next news comes from Sukabumi, West Java. Sukabumi develops the Food Independent Village movement. The city of Sukabumi developed the Food Independent Village, or called Demapan, in Dayeh Luhur Village, Waru Doyong District. Head of the district, Samyarto, on Wednesday said, Demapan is the village where people have the ability to realize food and nutrition security. This is done through developing the availability, distribution, and consumption subsystem by utilizing local resources in a sustainable manner. According to Samyarto, the existence of such village was assessed by the Provincial Food Adhikarya Award team on September the 17th. This is at the same time to encourage participation and creativity and build synergy between the government and the community in an effort to realize sovereignty, independence, and food security. The latest news is from the province of East Nusa Tenggara. The Ministry of Villages, Disadvantaged Regions or Area and Transmigration launched the Cinta Tenun Ikat or Love Ikat Weaving Movement and Cultural Festival in order to support local wisdom in the Regency of South Central Timor, East Nusa Tenggara. On Tuesday, Sri Mega Darmi, the wife of the Minister of Villages, Disadvantaged Region and Transmigration, asked the village community to love local products and culture. Director of Development of Resources and the Environment, Dwi Rudi Hartoyo, who is also chairperson of the committee for the launching of the Ikat Love Movement and Cultural Festival, said the purpose of this activity is to revive the market and the production of traditional weaving in East Nusa Tenggara, while the main objective is to raise the economy of the community by empowering weaving and handicraft resources which are filled with local cultural values without impacting on the deterioration of the environment and preserving the existing environment of the region. In this activity, the Ministry of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Areas or Region and Transmigration cooperated with the Bank of East Nusa Tenggara, the Provincial National Craft Council, designer Merdisi Hombing, and Tokopedia. Well, that was news from Indonesia. Over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih from Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. The first information is that on September 28, 1928, Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin.
Sir Alexander Fleming is a Scottish scientist who managed to discover penicillin on September 28, 1928. This medicine is a type of antibiotic produced by the fungus Penicillium notatum. This discovery substance can be used to kill many types of bacteria that are harmful to the human body. Along with Ernst Chain and Howard Florey, Fleming received the Nobel Prize in Psychology or Medicine in 1945. He passed away due to the heart attack at the age of 73. His body was buried in St. Paul's Cathedral, London. We move to September 28, 1949, set as Indonesia Railroad Day. After the proclamation of Indonesian independence was announced on August 17, 1944, employees of the railroad company who were members of the Railway Muda Force, or AMKA, took power of the railroad from Japan on September 28, 1945. The reading of the statement by Ismail and a number of other AMKA members confirmed that from that day, the power of the railways was in the hands of the Indonesian people, so that Japan had no rights to interfere in railroad matters in Indonesia. This is what underlines the stipulation of September 28, 1945 as Indonesian Railroad Day. Indonesian Railways has indeed changed its name several times and is now PT Kereta Api Indonesia Persero, abbreviated as KAI or PT KAI. PT KAI is an Indonesian state-owned enterprise that provides rail transport services. We end today in history. September 28, 1995 is Israel-Palestine Peace Agreement. On September 28, 1995, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and leader of the Palestinian Liberation Organization Yasser Arafat signed the Israeli-Palestinian Interim Agreement in Washington, D.C., United States. Under this agreement, PLO leader could return to the occupied territories and grant greater autonomy to the Palestinians in the West Bank. In return, the existence of Israel was acknowledged and methods of violence were abandoned in the struggle. However, this agreement was opposed by Hamas and a number of radical Palestinian factions who were ready to carry out armed struggle, including suicide bombings in Israel to free Palestine. That's Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Ku ingin cinta hadir untuk selamanya, bukan hanyalah untuk sementara, menyapa dan hilang, terbit tenggelam bagai pelangi. Yeah.
You've just listened to a song titled Pelangi or Rainbow by Hi-Fi. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Let's go to the next segment, which is My Indonesia. So stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on government prepares for a new capital design competition. The Indonesian government is preparing a contest to find a new capital area design that has been decided in the East Kalimantan region. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadimulyono, announced it during a working meeting with the Special Committee for the Relocation of the State Capital at the Parliament Building in Jakarta on Wednesday. Basuki Hadimulyono ensured that this was intended so that the wider community, especially experts in the fields of architecture, planning, and design of the city, could participate in the formulation of the territory and special planning of the new capital. He also guarantees quality winners in making designs because the judges are professional in their respective fields. A total of 11 judges selected were urban design practitioners, architecture experts, planologists to other experts in related fields. The minister explained the contest registration period is from October the 2nd to 11th, and after that the contest will take place from October the 11th until December the 22nd. The announcement and determination of the winners of the national competition will be conducted on December the 23rd this year. After the announcement of the winners, the process of preparing urban design will be carried out from January the 1st to August the 31st, 2020. Then the enrichment of the city design results of the competition by international experts will be carried out from April the 1st to August the 31st, 2020. Minister Basuki added, the three best works would be collaborated to become basic design for further development. According to the plan, the new national capital has a green city concept that is environmentally friendly by prioritizing conservation and energy efficiency. The government has prepared 42,000 hectares of core land for the new state capital with a potential expansion of 360,000 hectares. The construction of the capital will begin in 2020 and is expected to be completed in 2024. With a budget allocated for moving the central government to around 466 trillion rupiahs. Well, that was My Indonesia Today from Indonesia to the world.
Kehabisan cara tuk jelaskan padamu mengapa sulit tuk lupakanmu. Aku kehabisan cara tuk gambarkan padamu kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Coba sehari saja,
coba
satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku.
Kau akan mengerti,
kau akan mengerti bagai mana ku melihatmu mengagumimu menyayangi. Dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut pandangku, aku kehabisan cara tuk gambarkan padamu, kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Seandainya satu hari bertukar jiwa, kau akan mengerti dan berhenti bertanya-tanya.
Coba sehari saja.
Coba satu hari saja. Kau jadi diriku.
Kau akan mengerti.
Kau akan mengerti bagaimana ku melihatmu.
Coba sehari saja.
Dari sudut pandangku, oh, dari sudut pandangku, oh, dari sudut pandangku.
You've just listened to a song titled Tukar Jiwa, sung by Tulus. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia, and I'd like to remind you, you can also give us your comments and suggestions to our email address, voi@voinews.id. For the next segment, we are going to present you Indonesian Wonder. We will give you information about tourism and also local cultures in Indonesia. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I introduce you Bebalung Soup from West Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Listener, in Sasak language, Bebalung means energy. Bebalung soup is believed to provide us energy after we consume it. The recipe of bebalung soup has been inherited since the past. It sounds interesting, isn't it? Bebalung is a culinary made of cow's or buffalo's ribs mixed with spices comprising chili, garlic, onion, galangal, and turmeric. These spices are complemented with ginger, hence it will enhance the spiciness of the soup and give distinct taste. Afterwards, the soup is also added with some salt and tamarind, so that it will be more delicious and long-lasting. Sasak people call the mixture of the spices Ragi Rajang. Listener, Bebalung soup is a compulsory dish in every occasion in Lombok. As time elapses, the food is also served daily. Therefore, the culinary is really easy to be found in various places across Lombok. Bebalung soup is best served hot. You can also add some chili sauce. The price of the soup is very affordable. Each portion of bebalung soup costs 25,000 rupiah. So listener, that was Indonesian Wonder about Bebalung Soup. I'm Puri Safdila. Thank you for listening and see you next time.
From Jakarta, Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Begitu lama tersisa air mata, banyaknya kenangan yang tak akan terlupakan, masa-masa yang indah, masa-masa kita bersama. Perasaan mendalam yang takkan pernah reda. Ku maafkan aku tak pernah mendengar. Maafkan aku tak pernah melihatmu pergi. Ku ingin kau di sini.
Coba melewatinya, lepas, lepaskan semua yang sudah berlalu. Tapi tanpa dirimu tak mungkin ku terus berlari tanpa kaki.
song titled Berlari Tanpa Kaki or Running Without Legs by Gamaliel Audi or Cantika, or also popularly known as GAC. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we will give you various information and also unique things in our program Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, Miscellany for today is about the success of Indonesian students in the international world. Indonesian students revered the name of Indonesia in the international arena. Siti Nurkholisa and Suprihatin, students of High School 1 Kedung Pring, Lamongan, East Java, won the Young Inventors Challenge or YIC Gold Medal held by the Malaysian Global Innovation and Creativity Center or MAGIC, Cyberjaya, Malaysia on September 21st. They won a gold medal at YIC 2019 through research on foam from water hyacinth and cassava flower, which was designed as a thermal insulator or indoor heat barrier. This discovery is in accordance with the theme adopted by YIC in 2019, namely Sustainable Development Goals 12 or SDGs 12. One of SDGs goals is to ensure environmentally and socially responsible consumption and production patterns. The YIC 2019 event was attended by 446 participants from 10 Asian countries, namely Malaysia, Singapore, the Philippines, Thailand, Brunei Darussalam, Myanmar, Vietnam, China, Timor Leste, and Indonesia. Indonesia in this event sent 3 teams to compete with 133 other finalist teams. The Indonesian delegation at YIC 2019 was selected through a national selection at the Indonesian Student Research Olympiad or OPSI and the Indonesian Student Entrepreneurship Innovation Festival or FIKSI in 2018. Purwadi Sutanto, Director of High School Development or PSMA, said the OPSI and FIKSI were the event of the Directorate of PSMA. 2018, the Directorate General of Primary and Secondary Education, the Ministry of Education and Culture, which aims to capture and foster young talents in the field of research and entrepreneurship for high school students. Rizal Alfian from the Ministry of Education and Culture, who accompanied the YIC delegation in Malaysia, added that in addition to getting a gold medal, the Indonesian team also won the first runner-up pitch video competition. The videos made by YIC finalists are videos that present their findings or scientific work. This additional award was given by the YIC committee as an expression of appreciation in developing student communication competencies through digital media. And listener, that was Miscellany for today about Indonesian students win gold in the 2019 Young Inventors Challenge. I'm Puri Safriyadela, see you next time.
Sejenak, biar menghela nafas.
A song titled Senang or Happy by Malik and the Essentials. For the next segment, we'll give you our music. In our program Music Corner, we will present you keroncong song. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present you a keroncong song. The title of the song is Jembatan Merah. The song Jembatan Merah is one of original keroncong songs, which was composed by Gesang. It is quite popular, especially among keroncong lovers. The song describes about parting story of a woman who let her beloved one fight at war in Surabaya, East Java. At the time, man and woman helped each other to fight against colonial in a bid to reach Indonesian independence. Listener, let's listen to keroncong song titled Jembatan Merah, sung by Intan Sukojo.
Jembatan merah sungguh gagah, berpagar gedung indah. patah. Ingat zaman berpisah. Pergi sehingga kini belum kembali. Biar jembatan merah andainya patah, aku pun bersumpah
of Indonesia.
Bermuara. tempat hatiku bermuara.
Voice of Indonesia.
Senja selalu sempurna, seperti kisahku dan dia. Saling menatap tapi jarang, dia membisu
listener. Thank you very much for joining our broadcasting, and also after this we still have many programs, so make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, and don't forget to visit our social media, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, and also Twitter at Voi Indonesia, and also give us your comments to our email address voi@voinews.id. Have a great day, and thank you for joining us.